Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley took aim at Iran and its proxy militia Hezbollah, saying the United States would act against what she called a growing menace. U.S. Ambassador's comments came after U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson called Iran the world's leading sponsor of terrorism, responsible for conflicts in Yemen, Syria, Iraq, and Lebanon, and warned it is beginning to look a lot like Korea's path. At a Thursday news conference, President Trump addressed the 2015 Iran nuclear deal.
It was a terrible agreement. It shouldn't have been signed. It shouldn't have been negotiated the way it was negotiated. I'm all for agreements, but that was a bad one, as bad as I've ever seen negotiated. They are not living up to the spirit of the agreement, I can tell you that. And we're analyzing it very, very carefully, and we'll have something to say about it in the not-too-distant future.
In February, the Trump administration designated for sanctions 25 individuals and entities for their support of Iran's ballistic missile program. United Nations Security Council has strongly condemned the most recent failed ballistic missile test by North Korea, blaming Pyongyang for what they said were increased tensions in the region and beyond. Security Council's stance comes as the Trump administration signals it's running out of patience with North Korea, which continues to develop its nuclear and ballistic missile programs. French President François Hollande says all signs point to terrorism and an attack on the Champs-Élysées in Paris that killed one policeman late Thursday and wounded two others, the Islamic State claiming responsibility through its news agency. This is VOA News. United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says U.S., Russian, and U.N. trilateral talks on Syria, which were scheduled for Monday, have been postponed. He said also that he doesn't know why the United States has decided not to turn up at the meeting early next week, but believes Washington remains committed to the three-way discussions on the Syrian situation.
I would say that the indications I got from Washington is exactly that there is clearly an intention to maintain and resume these trilateral meetings, and the date and the circumstances were not conducive for this to happen on Monday, but that is certainly their intention.
In the meantime, de Mistura said he will be holding what he calls our very intense bilateral meetings on Monday with Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Gennady Gatilov. He says there are many things to discuss regarding the upcoming meeting in the Kazakh capital and on the Geneva peace talks. He says he will be carefully watching developments on the ground to make sure the talks, which are to resume sometime in May, have the best possible chance of success. World finance leaders have defended globalization against what they called an assault from President Trump and European populists. They argue that their blocking free trade would hobble economic growth instead of saving jobs from foreign competition. World Bank President Jim Yong Kim told journalists that freer trade and more openness were critical for the future of the world. Christine Lagarde is the managing director of the International Monetary Fund. She spoke with reporters about economic growth.
We are forecasting growth in 2017 at 3.5% and 2018 at 3.6%. And that's a significant uptick from 2016, which was only at 3.1%.
Lagarde and Kim spoke at the opening of 3 days of discussions among global financial leaders representing the 189 countries that are members of the IMF and its sister lending organization, the World Bank. U.S. sources have told CNN that they have prepared charges against Julian Assange, the Australian whistleblower who founded WikiLeaks. U.S. Justice Department has been investigating Assange since at least 2010, when WikiLeaks published thousands of stolen U.S. security files. U.S. intelligence agencies say Russia used WikiLeaks to publish emails by former presidential candidate Hillary Clinton in the run-up to last year's presidential election.
That's the latest world news from VOA.